Can everybody hear me? Please find your seats. We'd like to get this show on the road.
Okay, no, next year, because you only have this certain number of constituents.
This is not a lot?
Yes, it is.
I bring my own.
And that's why I put that in my plan and what I wrote. Like, no, give them a portion based on their the number
right.
of constituents.
And that's all we should do is apportion that. But I understand they present where the meeting was going. They presented to the board, the commissioners. These are the options we come up with. Pick one. Well, what the hell? That's not what we're supposed to do. Tell them to pick one.
Exactly.
All right, I'm going to call this to order. Please take your seats, and while we are getting ready, Gary, it would be much appreciated if you would take your seat. It's over there.
Because I'm liable to.
Before roll call, there were a couple of things that bothered me on this agenda. And I'm not going to make a great big deal out of it, but I am going to tell everyone that I think if you don't know and you don't understand the Brown Act, please do yourself a favor and read it. There is an unfortunate situation that can arise when we don't know what we're doing, and that is a serial meeting. And this body has a distinct ability to perform that. I don't know that it has happened, but it certainly came close. So I would strongly suspect that it would be a good move to be careful in the future in how you communicate with the members of any board that you're on that is Brown Acted. Now, with that, that's enough said. Let's move forward. I want to make this as quick as possible tonight. The only thing on the agenda are addressing the proposals that were put on the agenda for this evening, and I believe we can get through those rather quickly, I'm hoping. So let's take roll. Since I don't have the secretary and I don't have Melanie, Brian Allen, I'm here. Tony?
Here.
Terrence is missing. Melanie is missing. This one is not updated, so this is an old one. So John DiGregorio?
Present.
Gary?
Present.
Harvey?
Here.
Corinne is absent.
No, I don't.
Emily?
Present.
Brad?
Present.
James Hornick?
Present.
Laura? I don't see Laura. Mark?
Present, here.
Darcy?
Here.
Jamie? Is absent. Linda Valencia.
Here.
Linda.
Here.
Everett.
Here.
Bridget.
Present.
Wendell is not here. Kathy.
Here.
Doug.
Here.
Keyshawn.
Present.
Okay, we have quorum. Is there anybody I didn't call? This is an old list. That's why I asked that.
What about Arthur White?
Oh, Arthur. Yeah. Arthur is absent at the moment. Okay. Moving forward, I do not believe that there has been anybody looking for responding to a CIS, so we shall pass by three. Any general public comment? I have received no cards at the moment. Seeing none, we will move beyond that. Back to the right. We do not have minutes. I guess that's an issue that how will we deal with after this meeting, Len?
You're asking me?
Yes,
that's
I am.
That's a procedural matter.
It is, and I suspect that the only way we have of doing it is by email response or something of that nature.
Well, you've got recordings of this, don't you?
Yes.
Yes, well, okay.
And also, Mr. Chair, I think at least I have notes. I'm sure other people have some notes, well, too. So we can collaborate and submit. If it's not approved minutes, since we don't have an opportunity to approve them, we can have draft notes. If we post them on the website, anybody has a right to complain and say it wasn't right. But basically, we didn't take that many formal actions, and the minutes only have to reflect the formal actions taken.
I'm not worried about having them. I'm worried about dealing with them. That's all. So I suspect that is going to be the only way we have.
That and the fact that you will be disbanded before you have the opportunity to do anything further.
That's my point. Okay. No minutes. We'll pass that by on both 5 and 6. The best way to address 7, I think, is to take each one of these proposals, and unless we need a reading of them, I believe everybody has seen them, everybody has them in front of them, and they are items which we have talked about considerably in the past, so let's take them one at a time. If there's any objection to any of this, please say so. But let's start with Darcy.
Brian?
Yes.
I think we previously approved a formula or a motion on the basic distribution of funding, which incorporated a series of different funding items. And I thought that was put to bed. And I thought tonight we were going to handle other items specific. And what most of these items contain is just rollovers and what do we do with rollovers, et cetera. Although I see there are some items in here that talk about basic funding again.
The only way that we have of addressing something like rollover is to agree on passing forward the proposals that have it in them. And to the best of my knowledge, only one does. Everyone was asked to submit their suggestions for this agenda, and we held off, and we waited for it. And we did get a number of comments and a number of items for this, as you can see by the list here. However, the items you're talking about did not resurface.
No, I'm not talking about that. I'm only basically now talking about the items that are in here are either rollover or basic funding allocations.
No, they are exactly what each one of these is, and exactly. It's in your package. They are not. There is nothing that addresses rollover specifically. There is a plan.
Mine addresses rollover specifically.
Well, but I'm saying it is in these plans. The ones that are sitting here are what we're addressing tonight, and that is it.
But what I was trying to do, and what I would like to do, is if we can, is there are multiple rollover things. And if we can take rollover as a group and identify what's the same, what's different, and then possibly talk those through and come up with a rollover formula, rather than tying all these rollovers into multiple different things, which I think will be endless.
No, it's not going to be endless. Trust me. Darcy.
Oh, so I just want to say, since I'm up first, I just wanted to say that the way I had originally written my motion, Darcy Harris. So the way I had originally written my motion was in 6 subparts so that we could take them one at a time. But the main point and the core of my proposal is the first point, A, I think it is, and it's very similar to the proposal that John DeGregorio has, which is a few items down, and we actually worked on that together, and I would rather just defer until he can present that. He actually has, I think, has a PowerPoint that lays out very well, so I'd like to defer until we get to that, because that's the core, and the others are sort of add-ons, like rollover and other points that are subsidiary and not as important. So I'd rather just defer until we get to his, if that's fine.
Some of these items on this are, excuse me, some of these items are specifically different concepts within what we've already approved. And yours is, mine is, John's is, those three are specifically in agreement with each other in terms of the methodology. There's a few little changes here and there in terms of concepts within them, but they are basically the same. So if you want to use the concept of taking those three and considering them together
as a group,
that's okay. We did that last week with Tony, and Tony's basically does the same thing. The only difference is there's some tweaks in some of these that are different than others. So, Doug, I'm going to go to Tony first. And please state your name, because we are recording this.
Tony Wilkinson. This is just one person's opinion, but it's kind of going down the Harvey Road. My motion, as you guys know, did not faithfully record all the details and nuances of people's individual proposals. It was basically to give examples of a base plus and the issue that different levels of base were really, in my opinion, the issue that's the political issue to discuss. They did also incorporate the words, which we don't have in the minutes, but I will check, and when we do the notes, make sure that they include the words about, and to use only the rollover, but in a way that didn't exclude the use of rollover for something else. So I added that to my original set, and that's what we now, if we take other items, which we are perfectly able to do, that are people's original individual proposals. There's a certain pride of authorship, and there are details that each of you think is really important. And we send those forward, too. It can create confusion. Which do they want? I have no objection if you want to get out of here quickly saying all of the above. All items above, send them all on. If you want to preserve the integrity of your documents and not argue of the three, which is better and which is not.
That's basically what this is about. We want to pass forward all of these concepts if we can. And the reason to go one by one is because some of them do not deal with the base plus concept. And those we would want to hear again, make sure that we understand what they are, and then we can still pass them forward. There's no issue there. We are at the point of simply saying, basically, are any of these things we don't want to pass forward? But Tony is correct. Doug.
Mr. Chair, this is Doug Fitzsimmons. My motion, as it's presented here, is really less of a motion and more of a procedural suggestion for helping us wade through the different proposals. I think we've tripped up in past meetings trying to argue what one motion contains versus another, the differences between them. As such, I'd like to propose that and talk a little bit about it before we get into John and Darcy's and some of the other proposals as kind of a preface to it. I do note that Mark and Brad have a series of three motions that are unrelated to that financial model. Perhaps we should deal with those first and then launch into the core motions.
That's fine. John.
John DeGregorio, I agree with Doug. I think we can move on to the reading of the three unrelated motions.
No. Any objection to that?
What did you say?
Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair, Kajan Obiomasaku, Doug, did you say to, did you call those others core motions? Was that the verbiage you
used? I think what I was trying to say is that my procedural suggestion relates to a number of different motions that are before us tonight. Not all. I didn't see yours when I wrote mine, unfortunately. But I'd like to kind of use that as a way of handling everybody else's motions or thinking about them. And Brad and Mark have three motions that don't deal with the funding specifically. I'm suggesting that we address those first and then go into kind of the substance. I didn't mean to cast aspersions on anybody's work.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other comments? Tony.
It's not, Doug's is actually not a personal opinion. Doug's is not a method for going forward. Doug's is a way to go to his preference of having only one base plus solution to the exclusion of all others, and so he's going to use it and the other threes to try and cobble together a single proposal. That's his right to do so, but I don't think it's a method forward. I think it's a specific proposal that we have only one solution. It, of course, would eliminate the motion we adopted last session.
Does everybody understand that? Have you read all of these?
That's ridiculous.
I'm hoping. Okay, so let's go on that assumption. We're going to take Darcy's, John's, and mine, and we're going to hold those for a little later. We're going to look first at Mark and Brad's proposals. There are a sum of, there's actually two.
For some reason, the one that
there's,
was
there's, well, last there's week two was and one that passed.
So, I'm sorry?
Sorry, Darcy. There's two, and then the third one, including the packet we already voted on last meeting.
Correct.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. There's only two. If I have it correct. Okay, before we do that, while everybody's looking at their paperwork, there is public comment. Daniel Johnson.
My name is Daniel Johnson, and I'm the president of the Zapata King Neighborhood Council, and I'm also, of course, a resident in my community. But I'm here to represent as a constituent in my neighborhood council. This meeting actually concerns me when it comes to equity and funding inequity for neighborhood councils. The last meeting I attended was the last funding equity meeting, and I don't believe any of these proposals actually address the need for certain neighborhood councils, no matter how big or how small, to utilize those funds to care for their community, right? So I do feel that the formula that's been presented, that's a whole other story. I don't know where that formula came about, but I don't think it addressed the immediate need of serving underserved communities, and that some of those communities will be left out. And I think that should really be considered, because I don't hear those needs being addressed in any of these proposals. I don't see any exact data that will say any neighborhood council will benefit from having more funds or will not benefit from having less funds. And so I understand you all are trying to come up with a proposal to pass forward, but I think it does need a little bit more time. And if you don't have the time, you should not put forward any of these proposals, because it's not addressing a specific need, I could say, especially for my neighborhood council that I currently reside in as a constituent. And I have to go, but I wanted to make sure I utilize my voice. This packet as well, this wasn't there at the last meeting, so I had no clue other than what I could hear about the formula. Today, I actually have a PowerPoint. I don't know who created it. Once again, I was skimming through. And so I don't have enough time to process this packet to give a more of an articulate thought or intellectual thought on what's going on here tonight. And so that raises more questions and concerns for me as well, is why wasn't this, agenda this thick at the last meeting so I could catch myself up to speed. And I do believe today I have more faces that I see than I seen at the last meeting. And I just wanted to put that out there, that I wanted the record to show that Daniel Johnson from the Zapata King neighborhood where I reside is not in favor of the formula or the proposals as they stand at all, because it does not address the needs of low-income communities or neighborhood councils that serve low-income communities, especially in South Central Los Angeles. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no more public comment at this time, so let's look at Mark and Brad's motion 1, version 2. Which one of you would like to address this?
I'll address the first one because I actually moved it and Brad seconded it. I'm sure everyone read this. If you haven't, I will definitely entertain questions. This was created as what we call the low-hanging fruit motion, which were all things that we discussed that we seemed to be generally in agreement on, that language translation should be absorbed by the city, that shared space facilities that are currently under discussion should be accelerated because we need them. The availability of LAUSD facilities should also be made available, but there's some caveats in there that says, listen, it's not as easy as just saying yes. You really have to sit down and talk with everyone and agree that if someone says they're opening the building at 6, there's someone there to open the building at 6. And if someone doesn't open the building at 6, there are repercussions. There's references in here. There's references to current things that are standing, so we don't look like, hey, didn't you know this was going on? The answer is yes, we did know it was going on. What we're still saying is this motion that's currently filed, it's open, you should really move that fast. Finally, the fourth is number 4, and I think this is really important. I think we all agree on this to one extent or another, is the NCs need the ability to roll over funds between fiscal years. The spend down model that we're in is ridiculous. It causes panic spending, not always the wisest spending. And by creating a rollover and saying, we're not going to roll over everything, what the motion says is it's a percent of whatever your budget is you're allowed to carry over. So if I get a refund from a vendor, it doesn't get swept to the city because it was after the date, which has happened. Or if a check doesn't get cashed by a vendor, it doesn't get swept back to the city because that has happened. So what we're saying is we have a little pad here, but also built into this is a cap, which says you can roll over money to a certain extent, but after that, you're done. Because if you can't spend that money, we're not going to keep piling on because you're not demonstrating that you can process through these funds. What this is not saying, though, is that you can't have the ability under a separate kind of system to roll over funds to aggregate for a big project. This was discussed in the budget and finance hearings 2 weeks ago or a week ago here in this chamber of why can't neighbor councils aggregate something for a big project. What's in this motion is not saying you can't do that. What's in this motion is saying is allow everyone to carry over a certain amount of money to cover late fees and funds to an extent. So if there's any questions, I'm here to ask. But the way that we put these motions together is to try to be simple yes-nos to get through them quickly and not have to really tinker with them. But if you want to tinker with them, of course, by all means do. Thank you.
Tony.
I support this particular motion because it does incorporate the things that we talked about. I think when we're talking about wordsmithing it, the practical reality is we don't have enough time to wordsmith everything. So this is a long motion. I do think that the concepts, the headline concepts, are all something we've talked about and agreed on. I personally have no problem with using it as is, remembering that everything we get, including its details, is going to be subject to evaluation at the next level at the commission.
John.
John DeGregorio, kind of second that motion. I think that this is very well written, thought out, and we should adopt as is and include in our recommendation to BONC.
I'm hearing you say that you're seconding Mark's motion.
Correct. Okay. Yes, I second Mark. Okay.
Seconding that emotion. The motion has already been seconded. I will point out that there's a typo or two here, and I'll give the chair latitude to correct the typos, and I'll point them out to you. But for the most part, it's baked.
Okay. Any other comments?
Point of information. Kajan Obioma Saku. I just want to be clear with what we're doing here. We're going through each one of these proposals to determine whether or not we're going to forward them to BONC?
Correct.
Okay, now, correct me if I'm wrong, but did not Mr. Schaefer tell us that at one point they dealt with 17 proposals, so why are we sitting here still trying to go and just send them one proposal?
I don't know where you're getting that opinion, but we have got 7 or 8 here, which we are...
No, I understand that, but I was just asking you...
There is no... There has been no decision such as you're stating. We've already committed to 4. We've already committed to the concept of base plus population. This is just another proposal that we are considering.
Okay. I guess I'm misreading the language.
Okay, no, if I could, Keyshawn, I can help you. It's the difference, it's semantics. It's the difference between proposal and package. Mm-hmm. What will happen, or what I've seen, is the proposals that are passed or agreed upon by the group will be packaged together and then sent up to the BONC. It's like, these are the things that we have agreed on as a working group that we are making recommendations to you. So this would just be part of a group of other things that have been approved previously or later on tonight.
Mr. Len. Chair, if I may, just so there's no confusion, the last working group, when I said we received 17 proposals, each proposal was a separate and distinct subject. Not one subject was 17 different proposals.
Tony.
On Keyshawn's issue, mm-hmm. the motion here is about items other than distribution of funds. They're items that came in the context of distribution of funds, and we think that they should be addressed, like the question of what to do with rollover. We want to have some rollover back. The question of office space and all the other things in here. These are other items that we talked about and seem to have agreement on. So this is not taking the place of the motion that we passed last meeting, which incorporated 4, and with the proposal for rollover use, it became 5 different ways of looking at distribution. The only one proposal is, I will take responsibility for that. That was Tony's missile to my friend Doug, who will object strongly, I am sure, to my mischaracterization of his guideline as a way to get one proposal. It may or may not be, so don't take my words as being that. But after we finish these accessory motions, we come down to a consideration of 3 different proposals for an exact method of base plus. And so that's a different discussion. So I don't want to be confusing, but I thought maybe my comments about Mr. Fitzsimmons' proposal had left the wrong impression.
It certainly did with me.
Okay, just to try to address what Keyshawn was concerned with, yes, we are coming up with multiple options, but we are not really coming up with multiple proposals with regards to distribution. Distribution has already been set up as base plus resident population, but how that is applied is the question, and we're coming up with options on that, and there will be multiple concepts on that. We saw that before. We will continue to see that. With regards to this motion, it is not a specific proposal. It is guidelines for those proposals and other issues with regards to the funding use. So if there are no more comments, I'd like to put this to a vote. Can I see a show of hands of everyone who agrees?
To what? The motion that he just
said. He should be saying that for the record.
Yeah, I think
15.
He needs to put that out there.
Anyone opposed? Anybody abstaining? There's a little bit of a problem. We need to have everyone take part in this. Let's see a show of hands of everyone who agrees.
Brian, this is just for 1 through 4, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Just the one motion before you.
Just this one motion that we're talking about. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. It's unanimous, 17.
Thank you.
Brad, I believe
that
you're
passes. Up. Let's go on to the next.
Okay. The next motion is fairly straightforward, and I think it's why addresses kind of why we're here.
First of all, could you state your name and speak a little closer to the mic?
Brad Kane, and this is the second motion. It's one I presented. It's seconded by Mark. It requests a moratorium on subdivisions while we work out the funding issues, or those above us work out the funding issues, because it only makes it more complicated. Under the current rules, the 96, possibly 97 now, NCs could actually be divided into 51 new NCs, which would create a much more difficult funding situation. So this motion merely asks that there be a moratorium on subdivisions until we work out the policies, procedures, and rethink it a bit.
I'm sorry, but at the moment, I'm not in possession of that exactly. Is this motion, could you tell
us? It says motion 2 in the packet. It immediately follows the motion we just voted on.
The back side of number 4.
I think, yes, I got it. Okay, Tony.
I also want to speak in favor of this motion. I think it probably, I don't want to prejudge things, but I'm not sure it's going to pass. But let me explain why I think it's useful. We will be told, perhaps even by our convening authority, that this is not the question that they asked. Other people will say, anyway, it is the question our community asked. That means our friends back at our neighborhood councils. That's why we got pressure on this issue, and why, thank you for including us, the commission convened us to try and give them some insights. I would actually say it may not be the question that the commission asked us. But even if it's rejected by the commission is not on point, it might be helpful if we did vote to support this concern, because whether or not it is officially accepted by our convening authority, the fact that we raised the concern, we're not saying we're against subdivision. We're saying that this could vastly complicate the funding aspect, and it's not just more free money, everyone, that we have incrementally at some point. So I support doing this. I'm not sure that we can round up a majority, but I would like to see us try.
Any other comments? Mark.
So Brad and I worked on these together to try to package them up into something that is just bite-sized and easy to understand. I want to make it abundantly clear, I do not disagree with the idea of subdivisions. I think there are a lot of very, very unique and cases that totally merit it. But I also think there's some cases where we didn't quite think out all the unintended consequences of doing it, one of them being funding. And as we are here to discuss funding equity, it's the elephant in the room. We cannot not consider that when that's what's funding everyone's mind. It's like, if we're going to put forward a proposal that suggests that smaller councils perhaps reduce some funding so bigger councils could reach more stakeholders, they're going to be like, well, why are you cloning these things off? And the answer is, that's a good question. I don't have the answer at this time. What this motion basically does is say, let's call time out. Let's call time out. And what the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners has already agreed to is add language to the ordinance which allows subdivisions to make it a different proposition than what it is now. And I think those are good ideas. I don't think they're enough. And what What this motion is saying is, because we don't know all these answers, because it will take a long time to get to these answers with a lot of public input, the smartest thing we can do from a funding equity standpoint, but also for an NC system, is call timeout. Not reverse anything, and this is all within the purview of the City Council to pass a moratorium on this until such a time that they want to go back and readdress it and fix the things or look at it again. So I just want to make that abundantly clear. I believe in the idea. I think it needs to be adjusted so it is not tilted one way or the other and creates disparities. Thank you.
So, and that's why, in essence, I'm seconding that if nobody else does, that your motion, so we can take a vote on it.
Any other comments? Discussion of any kind? Seeing none, let's take a vote on this. All in favor of this motion, please raise your hand. 17, unanimous.
Thank you, everyone. Those motions are concluded. I'm yielding the floor and the motions, Brad and I, to back to the chair.
Okay, let's take a look. A little bit difficult, but let's try to figure out which comes first and which comes second is sometimes difficult.
Mr. Chairman, what are we doing about item 3 in here?
We passed it last meeting.
Was that passed already?
Yes, that was passed.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, if I may, this is Doug Fitzsimmons. I had suggested that my motion precede the others as a framework, but it's up to your discretion, of course.
Before I go on, we have another public comment. Is it Adrian? Oh.
Hello.
Hello, Adrian.
I'm sorry, I can't stay. I can't make a comment on each individual proposal, but I just wanted to make a statement about the funding and taking funding from smaller councils and giving them to larger councils. I personally feel that we're focusing on the wrong thing by taking it from smaller councils, giving it to larger councils, and I wish that we would focus on more making it easier for councils to use their funds with the city and making it a more simpler system, because I feel like so many councils, whether large or small, have so much money left over because of the difficulty in regards to spending it. And also, every council, I don't feel gets a fair chance to spend their funding. So I would rather us have easier ways to spend our funding than just take funding from smaller councils, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes.
And that's what I wanted to say.
Thank you very much.
Oh, and then I also support keeping things the same and keeping the funding the same, but including the rollover. I think that's a really good thing that we should incorporate, having the funds roll over to the next fiscal year, but keeping it the same and giving everybody a fair chance to use their funds.
Thank you. Okay, there are two proposals which are, again, outside the basic funding, and I agree, Doug, I will go to your item after we look at both Keyshawn's and James Hornick's. Let's start with Keyshawn.
If I can find it. Okay, I put this proposal together after speaking. Oh, Keyshawn Obiomosaku. I put this together after the meeting we had at City Hall regarding outreach, because the deadline was due, and that's why it's in email form, so I apologize for that. But as stated on the, where it says finally, and then the subsequent A through E that I propose, I propose those things to follow along with the last public comment, with either leaving the system the way that it is, or requesting, like it has been stated several times in here, that the city council president wanted to like give each neighborhood council an additional $5,000. And putting that as an option. And then the other was with regard to the subdivision issue, because that was in here in several meetings. It has been stated that no one wants to say the S word when that is the exact reason why we're together. And so it is my opinion that we have not done sufficient research. Nothing has been presented to this board to give us enough information to actually make a decision to alter the entire funding system for all of the neighborhood councils. And as I stated in previous meetings several times, that I felt like the base plus population formula is ill-informed, because like it is punitive in the sense that the smaller neighborhood councils, because the formula itself does not take into account like how each neighborhood council, you know, operates in its respective area. And finally, with the issue being that all the unspent funds that each neighborhood council, well, I shouldn't say each, some, because my council doesn't give back money. But the funds that are left over, it's like I think we should be doing more to find out why it's an issue, as to like why they're not spending their money effectively. And also with regard to the subdivision, finding out why these neighborhood councils are trying to subdivide, as opposed to just saying, okay, there's a problem with all these unspent funds with the neighborhood councils. So now we were formed to come up with proposals to submit to BUNC. And the first, and it seems to be the last idea, is to say, okay, we'll just slash funding across the system. And that doesn't make any sense to me. And yet I have asked several times as well, like for those presenting the base plus population formula, I need someone to quantify it. No one has yet quantified it. Everyone, we keep coming to these meetings going over and over like, my numbers are the best and this is why. As opposed to saying, okay, take your numbers and apply it to your neighborhood council based on your spending at your neighborhood council and show us what that is, to see what is the real effect or the possible real effect that it will have on a neighborhood council, as opposed to just churning out numbers. Because we can all do that. We can look at the numbers all day and we can make them say what we want them to say. But until we're able to effectively show how it will have an impact, be it negative or positive, on a neighborhood council, depending on its size or what have you, I think we should get rid of that formula.
So what is your motion?
So I would like for these things to be submitted to BUNC along, in fact, actually, James's proposal or motion sort of like spoke to like everything that I have been saying in the meetings as well. And as well, mine also piggybacks on what Brad and Mark have presented in their motions as well. So I just want the information out there. Because again, I feel like we're making these decisions and we're ill-informed. Like we don't have the information.
Okay, so what is specifically your motion?
So my motion is to present these options to BUNC.
Okay, so items A through E?
Exactly.
Okay. Is there a second?
I'd like to second it. And the reason is that I don't think that this is a new proposal, canned proposal. I think this is a completely different perspective. I think Kishan expressed it very well. This proposal, which is another option, is don't disturb the entire system at all. Do ask for the extra money to get up to 50,000. It's asked for 50. It really should be 7, but it's okay. We're going to do his ABC things. And also, it is basically piggybacking on the motion we just approved regarding subdivisions. It's being very specific. We need to fill out to realize why these people are subdividing. All the things that he says here, I see this as a different look, and I don't see it as competing with any of the specific base plus. It's basically saying, I don't like the base plus. Here's another view of what we should be returning. I don't think, I support this additional view.
Darcy.
Well, so Darcy Harris, I have to disagree with that. I personally am opposed to maintaining the current system based on everything we discussed. I understand the opposing view. But to say that we can now just say we don't like Base Plus, we voted on that. We voted on that several meetings ago. There wasn't a motion to reconsider at the following meeting. It's done. We're confined. We should stop adding new things that are, we've narrowed our scope as we've gone forward, and otherwise we're just going totally backwards and branching out. And I think we have to like live with what we voted for, even if we, you know, we lost or we didn't agree with it. So I just feel like otherwise we're just spinning out of control here.
Thank you. Kishan?
At the last two meetings, I specifically asked, like, when was that voted on? Because remember, the email was sent out stating that there was a lackluster attendance at the meetings. And so when I came back after being ill, when I got back, all of a sudden, that was the formula. So when you say we, and I've said this in previous meetings, when you're saying we voted on this, I'm trying to figure out who is the we and like where was it? You know.
Okay.
I understand.
Let me quickly.
I get that. I understand that. What I mean in terms of the lack of attendance. So like, how many people were here who voted on that? Is what I was trying to get at.
Let me quickly address that. There has not been any meeting in which we did not have quorum. In the first three meetings, we did vote as a group, and it was a large percentage of individuals who agreed to adopt those items. That's, as Darcy says, that's done. There is no problem in taking your proposal and forwarding it if the group agrees. But that's what we're doing at the moment, is discussing that. Brad.
Yeah, I think that this is a valuable proposal that should be forwarded. I think one of the things that I think Kishan is saying is that we are operating a little bit of an information vacuum. One of the things I learned since the last meeting is that Koreatown, the biggest of them and one of the ones that will get the most population bonus, doesn't spend all their money. Now, there are obstacles to spending it. My neighborhood council, we finally got within 2 weeks of our spring carnival, you know, approval for the graphic design, so we're now advertising it next week for a week before. Terrible idea. In a real world, these things shouldn't happen. But the point being, just doing a population bonus in a vacuum of the facts on the ground, I think may have unintended consequences that we don't want, so they should have the option of maintaining it until we do an actual dig into the dirt analysis and say, okay, maybe we want to do it. Maybe it's not a great idea if the largest ones getting the most of it aren't spending their money, or maybe that goes to why money is unspent. And I think we may not be the right forum and we're out of time to generate these, but I think it's worth pointing out that these are some issues for the next set of people to look at.
Thank you. Tony.
Well, I realize I did second this, but you know, Kishan, Darcy has a point that we did vote majority vote for five different Base Plus models of distributing the money, and that was after we had voted much earlier in our process for Base Plus as a concept. So to now say don't change anything and take a vote on it is really a challenge. I understand where you're coming from, but I'm saying that's actually a minority opinion. My suggestion would be if you would be amenable to taking off item A and being silent on that, I think that you could get support for all the other items going forward, just like we got Brad and Mark's. Well, maybe he doesn't want to do that. He's got his hand up. Kishan.
Okay, when I wrote option A, I wasn't saying to like leave it that way in perpetuity. What I was saying was that because of the fact that we have been operating, again, like without, I'm a researcher. That's what I do. And so when I'm like presenting something or I'm going to present something, it's like I need to prove it. So I have to do my research so that I can then, once I present it, it's like, okay, this is sound. It makes sense. And so what I'm saying is that we were given like, okay, this is the problem. Now give me a formula.
Well,
what I'm saying is that there was nothing said, okay, here's the research behind it or what have you.
Well, one of the things is this could say if one member is uncomfortable with any change to the current funding until the following questions are answered, that would, I think, not overturn our previous votes.
I don't see anything here that would overturn any votes. This is being proposed as another option. That is all.
Well, then it should actually say that it's in, because we still have the Darcy problem. We can't have two, we can't vote for black and white and send them both forward.
Why not?
I agree with Keyshawn.
Doug has an opinion.
Doug?
I actually think that it's worth having an option, a no action option, as something that is considered, especially if we're going to be putting this in front of other neighborhood councils, as I think we all hope is the next major step here. I do have a question, though. C, are you suggesting that if an NC subdivides, each get half of an allocation, a yearly allocation?
No. Like, for instance, because the huge issue that was very much made known here was the fact that Herman Neighborhood Council got $42,000 and they only have like 3,000 something odd constituents. And so what I'm proposing is that, for instance, if neighborhood councils are going to subdivide so that there isn't, many have mentioned here about like the money grab, like all of a sudden everyone wants to subdivide because they know they're going to get the full funding of $42,000. And what I'm saying is, okay, if you subdivide and you only have 3,000 constituents or whatever that number is, then you get a percentage based on that number and not like a full $42,000.
I'm just
so whatever the current funding, like right now, I think there's a range in terms of like the spending per stakeholder with each neighborhood council. So whatever that current formula that the city's using.
That would basically be proportional for subdivided councils only, which is a very interesting and in other words, instead of turning the entire system upside down, why not just apply our proportional funding to neighborhood councils that are involved in subdivisions? I think it's very valid.
Thank you for explaining that, Tony. I think that I just think of Wilshire, Koreatown, and you know, if that were to subdivide into two, still would be two above average size neighborhood councils. So I just would worry that we would hobble substantial subdivisions that may actually be warranted.
Mark.
Mark Masseri, Los Feliz. Keyshawn, I really like what you've put together here, and I was checking off as it was going along, and you've built a case for all of this stuff. C, D, and E seem to me as like, yeah, we can all get behind those in one way or another. It's the A and B portion that are in conflict with what we've been doing all along. What I think, and this is where you can weigh whether you want to amend your motion or do it, is that I think you're absolutely correct that there should be an option to say, you know what, we just sort of leave it as it is. But to put it in a proposal on side of another proposal that says do exactly the opposite, it kind of looks like, you know, it's a floor wax on a dessert topping. What were you guys doing? And that's going to be difficult for this whole group to have spent 8 minutes to say, well, they just sent us a bunch of stuff and it disagrees with each other, so why don't we just start fresh? Because there's no real consensus here. But what you could do is consider breaking them apart and bringing back A as a final option to present in the package that says, listen, we put together all of these things. These are options that should be considered. Some have pros, some have cons. At the end of the day, the one option you should also consider is maybe leaving it just the way that it is. But I'm not going to assist amending this, but I'm saying is in order to get to yes for where we're at now, consider those things, because I think you're close to yes based on what everyone's saying.
Linda.
As you're all aware, Linda Valencia from Arroyo Seco, I was a part of being the original guinea pig on subdivision with Herman. I definitely voted for a base plus population from the first meetings, but I've sat and listened to you all, and you've almost convinced me today that I was wrong, that maybe we need to leave it alone. And the reason I say that is because you also want to be, bring in budgets and how much people have left over at the end of the year. And I don't think we have the right at this point to tell people what to spend. But just so you know, for an example, Arroyo Seco spends all their money. They spend every dime. On the year that they showed, we were the only ones that had $2 left at the end of the year. And we do that because we budget from the beginning. So to say to people, you know, maybe they should get less, I was kind of going for it at first. But you guys have kind of convinced me maybe we need to leave it alone because people care. We have so many events that we do. And we had Herman and we lost Herman. And the problem with the subdivision, people, is that Dunn doesn't involve the existing neighborhood council in that process. We never got the chance to fix it before it happened. And had we been able to talk and have dialogue, even maybe mediation of some kind, maybe we wouldn't even be discussing this today.
Thank you.
We gave 3,000 people a vote. They isolated part of our neighborhood because they didn't want us. So, you know, I think you need to think about what started this, the catalyst. And I know I've been told that's not the whole thing, but it is the catalyst. And I don't want to lose sight of that.
Thank you. Bridget.
Bridget Kidd. I think Keyshawn knows exactly what he's saying, so he doesn't have to have it rewritten. I agree with Linda that when we initially started, I always had concerns about how are you going to get the data? What's the data we're going to use? So if we just approved Brad's motion to put a moratorium on not having anything else split, why wouldn't we have a hold on the funds until we decide? Why wouldn't that be an option to hold the funds until we decide? There's only one or two subdivisions right now, so let's propose everything and let's not think that Bunk and whoever else is looking at this, they're not equipped to look at different proposals and say, look at and see what would work. We can't make the decision for them, but everybody has a valuable opinion here. Nobody has the in on if it should be base plus. It should be proposed as well as just to remain the same. That's still an option.
John.
Thank you, John D. I would support this motion if we were to strike B through E, being such that the first item A says maintain the current system of funding, and then B through E tell us how to change it. So I do support putting forward an option of keeping things the same, but at that point it's like, well, we either have to strike A or strike B through E, and I think we should do one or the other.
Tony.
I am so strongly in favor, like Mark, of C, D, and E, that I'm trying to find a way to get a yes vote on this. And one of the things that we might be able to do instead of A and B, and I know that, Bridget, that Keyshawn knows exactly what he's saying, but I don't think that we have a majority vote for exactly what he's saying.
Right, but that wasn't...
So I'm just trying to get...
Everybody's changing it.
But the thing is, he's... If we said, instead of his A and B, rather than address the entire funding system, perhaps we should, address the subdivision issue directly. That is really what he's doing. And then he's going into a specific proposal for subdivisions. If we did that with the preamble that says, rather than address the entire system, address subdivisions directly, that doesn't directly countermand the earlier vote in favor of base plus, but it does provide that other option. Instead of doing everything, just do distribution by population and subdivision only. That might make it more palatable.
Right, and then you would still be leaving, this is Bridget Kidd, you would still be leaving the base the same for the others. So they both go in.
No. I'm suggesting that his motion that we would vote for said, rather than, and he has a right to object, which you probably will, rather than addressing the entire system's funding, it would be might be better, because we have given a total system thing. So rather than addressing the entire system funding, it might be more appropriate to address just subdivisions. And then he goes into these things, which says subdivisions are by population split. He may disagree with my
Keyshawn.
Okay. Keyshawn Obioma-Saku. It was my understanding that we were going to present options. That's all these things are. I think we're going way too in-depth with this. They're simply options. Let them decide if they want to take one, throw the others away, or what have you. Like, it's like, why are we making that decision for them? So it seems to me that what we're doing right now, it goes back to my original question, which means that you are effectively saying that, no, unless it is base plus, then we don't want to deal with it. So if it's just an option, it's like, I don't understand like why there's even any pushback on anyone's proposal. It's simply that. It's a proposal. It's an option to be presented to Bunk. Unless you have information where Bunk said, okay, only bring me one proposal and it should be base plus, like, then I'm not understanding all the discussion with trying to change people's motions and everything.
Okay, so let's just vote on the motion as it is, complete, including
it's
A
not,
and
I mean,
B.
It's not that
A and
difficult.
B, and we'll vote that way. I know how I'm going to vote, and it's going to actually not be no.
Linda, did you have a comment?
Well, I vote for everything except C, which says that you would take from existing neighborhood councils and punish them by a subdivision by reducing their funds. That's difficult for me to swallow.
And that would be amazing.
John?
So I just wanted to like give my general opinion on this whole like how many proposals are putting forward, right? If the reason this committee was formed, the reason that I came to every meeting before I was actually on the committee, is
John,
because
John,
no, please, Mr. Chairman, because I think like everybody's kind of ranting and raving here.
If you're
like,
not discussing this motion,
I am discussing this motion because I don't think that we should be putting forward multiple proposals. And I will say that very clearly. You know, this committee was formed to give Bonk a proposal. One proposal on one subject of which they can now add 18 to his running list. You know, that's what we came here to do. Like, otherwise, they would have taken this
and
up by themselves. It wouldn't have been formed in the first place, and that's it. Thank you.
Okay, is there any other comment?
You didn't know that.
Before we go to vote, Elise?
Elise Rudin, City Attorney. I'd like to point out that the agenda
Elise,
says...
Elise, closer, I'm having trouble
proposal.
Here.
Yeah. Proposal.
I can't hear you, Elise.
We can't hear you.
We can't hear you.
It speaks of a proposal.
Yes.
I'm not sure what you're saying. It is a proposal.
Singular.
One proposed.
Yes.
What speaks?
Clarifying.
Yes.
What does?
The agenda.
The agenda?
Or
the mission of this board.
Well, many of these proposals have multiple parts to them. I don't see that as an issue. It's if you're saying that a proposal means that you can only have one concept, I respectfully disagree.
Specifically, where is the singular word? I'm not seeing this in this agenda item.
The agenda item.
Thank you. That was... Kajan,
if you're going to overrule us, do it now.
Well, I'm just pointing out if it's a matter of your interpretation, I just am pointing out on the language.
I thank you. Keyshawn, last comment, I think.
Keyshawn Obioma-Saku, the question she just posed was the question I spoke of earlier, because that is the way it reads, and that's why I was asking the question about, like, are we only allowed to just submit one? Because the way the agenda read, that's the way I read it. And so that's why I was like, okay, well, why do we have these others on here if the mandate is, like, to just have one? And that's, again, when I was just speaking earlier, I was asking you, like, if you have a mandate that says, where in which you were told that we should only come up with one proposal, then I think the rest of us should know that.
Mr. Chairman.
Tony.
This description has been on repeated agendas. So if every agenda says, and coming up with a possible proposal, singular, it seems that on each meeting when we have this item on the agenda, such as when we did last time and came up with a proposal, which was I put together four, we added one more, it turned out to be five, and we made that a proposal, and we said, okay, this is possible. Remember, there are two words in here, possible and proposal, singular. So we did that possible proposal. We are now in another meeting. We have another possible singular proposal. I see no inconsistency at all with having another, even though I'm probably going to vote against this motion because Keyshawn doesn't want to take out A and B. I think we have every, just speaking to the city attorney, we have every right to vote for another possible proposal.
I have to agree that the way the agenda item is written, it would tend to be able to be read that we're picking from this list of proposals.
Thank you.
That was never the intention. And if we, if as Tony says, if we were to now change our methodology, I don't think that would be fair. I'd like to go forward. If there's no other discussion on this, before we vote, I want to make it clear that we are just looking at each of these proposals and asking, do we as a group want to send them forward? Whether they're good, bad, or indifferent is not what we're determining here. We are simply saying, do we agree that they should be considered, because there will be a lot of considering going on as we go forward. So while I have personal opinions on these motions, I think that this is a decision for this group. So with that, let's vote on this item. All in favor, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. 8 in favor. All opposed? 8 opposed.
Where's Mark?
Abstained.
Fails.
Oh, Mark is gone. He's out of the room, so he's absent.
Just for the Elise? Record, it could the chair please just put the number so we know how many were for or against.
8 yes.
Eight yes, 8 no.
8 no.
So.
Failed.
Okay. Thank you.
He's out of the room.
I didn't hear that, so thank you.
Okay. Go to the next one. This one would be James Hornick. Oh. Before we do that, I'm a little remiss here, and I apologize. Jose, you wanted to make a comment?
Mr. Chair?
Len?
Do we know why Mark is out of the room?
Do we know why? No.
Went to the restroom.
If all he did was take a restroom break, perhaps
I don't believe so, because he picked up his keys when he left.
Did not leave.
Well, whether regardless of that, we held a vote and he was not present. We had a quorum. The vote was 8-8. Any other facts of the matter are just trying to get a re-vote, and nobody has voted to reconsider.
I would absolutely agree with that. If any one of us leaves the room, we are not part of the board at the time. If the quorum is lost, then we can't vote. If it's not, we continue.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. James.
Excuse me. Wasn't I be next?
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot. I apologize, Jose. Go ahead.
Guys, my name is Jose Orozco Pelico. I'm actually the treasurer for the Ball Heights Neighborhood Council, but I'm pretty sure you guys knew that already. I've been with you guys since day one, except for last meeting because I never received the notification, but that's beside the point. If not, I definitely would have been there. So I just want to, you know, keep a reminder for you guys. I know it's we've been taking up a lot of our time and your time, but from the voice of one of the larger neighborhood councils and probably soon to be the biggest neighborhood council, we definitely want to, you know, bring to the fact that what we provided in our letter in, I believe, the second meeting was that we, based on our population, we do have a bigger footprint to cover. And if we are going backwards to keeping the base, that's not equitable. And we're definitely not for that. As far as what has been proposed for a base and and that redistribution of population, that's definitely a viable option that we're in favor for, but definitely want to keep that in mind that we're looking for it to be equitable across the board, regardless if you are a smaller neighborhood council, a middle, or a larger neighborhood council, because at the end of the day, we're here for the people in our neighborhoods, including ourselves, and not just for your position in your actual council.
Thank you. Okay, let's move on to James Hornick's proposal.
Excuse me, why am I being skipped?
Yeah, oh, Linda.
Did you have a comment?
I had a, I'm on the agenda before James.
I mentioned when we went to Kishan that we were going to do...
I can't hear you.
Okay, before Kishan's, I mentioned that we were going to do Kishan's and James's, and then we will go on from there.
I did not hear that. I apologize.
Okay. No problem.
All right. I know there were some concerns about a possible, James Hornick, Westlake South Neighborhood Council, Region 6 Budget Advocate. I know there were some concerns about a serial meeting taking place because I did send this out to the group, but there were some very strong accusations last meeting about potential censorship. So I did what I felt was necessary to make sure my item ended up on the agenda. Serial meeting is defined as a private meeting where a majority of a member of members of a legislative body commit to a decision or engage in a collective deliberation concerning public business, and that would be a violation of the Brown Act's open meeting requirement. And no such thing occurred with my distribution.
This is not the time to address that. And
it was addressed earlier, so I'm
yes,
I'm
it was, and
it
we
now.
Could go on and we could do that if you'd like. But the reason for the caution was a caution. That's all.
And I'm just replying to that. Thank you. My first concern, I was of the mindset of a lot of you. I was frustrated that a smaller board gets a larger budget. Their job is obviously easier. One of the things we usually do as a neighborhood council, as you all know, is we bring in conflicting points of view. Nobody has brought in anybody from Herman to speak as to why they subdivided. We made an official request for data for the last 3 to 5 years of money that was returned, that was unspent. That request was not met. I went to Dunn myself and spoke to Mr. Fong. The numbers are pretty consistent for the last 5 to 6 years for money that went unspent. I provided the last fiscal year of unspent money, which shows that essentially, the larger councils seem to be more dysfunctional than more of the middle councils for whatever reason. They're not spending their money and returning more so than the medium-sized and smaller councils. So for us to say that larger councils necessarily need more money, I think, is unfounded. We've not seen any evidence of that. Also, the entire neighborhood council system was created for individuals to represent. So for us to do something punitive to a group of people that want to represent themselves also seems counter to what the system was created for. And as I stated in my email, there was a lot of things that I think we should have addressed that have not been discussed by this board. Instead, we've spent a lot of time talking about my numbers, and I've seen very few people actually look through the lens of, if I am that smaller council, can I still operate with these smaller base numbers that have been proposed? When you look at the amount that is spent on the average rent for a meeting, interpretation, material costs, and a lot of other things, these smaller budgets that you guys are proposing will essentially render these councils ineffective, which is not equitable, and it's the exact opposite of what we've been brought here to do. So if we can't come up with something that is equitable, then we should do nothing.
So what is your motion exactly?
My motion is to utilize the unspent funds that have been consistently returned every year. I don't think, we all know, unspent funds go back to the general fund, essentially, or go back to Dunn and then eventually return to the general fund. So changing how those funds are utilized, I don't think is going to change how people spend or don't spend. The spending will probably remain consistently the same as it has for the last 5 to 6 years.
Can we see if it has a second?
And at this current point in time, I believe there's still $1 million unspent, and we're less than 1 month away from the end of the fiscal year. It was more than a million? Okay. So my motion is to two options. One, to take that money and then redistribute it to the councils that are over a number to be decided by this group or by BONC, say 20 to 30,000. And then they can utilize extra funds based on the percentage of total population. And this would give the larger councils the opportunity to have additional funds if they so need it. Any unspent funds, of course, will just roll back into the system to be redistributed the following year. The other option is then to create a new funding portal through the system and essentially pre-approved expenses such as interpretation, a lot of things we've already talked about, would be allowed to be removed from that fund through access through the council's individual portal. This wouldn't disallow for potential long-term savings programs for 2 to 3 year projects. This wouldn't disallow for any kind of rollover that you may need for such a project. I think those typically are approved on a case-by-case basis by Dunn and the city attorney, so the process would remain the same. And then, as I mentioned, I don't think it's unreasonable for us to request a clarification and redefinition of the subdivision process.
Okay, just a clarification. It's a technical point, but I think one that we should understand a little better. And that is that the unspent funds are not put back in the general fund.
Yes.
There is a possibility that some could eventually get there, but the fact is it doesn't directly go back to the general fund. It does, however, go back into the NC distribution and reduces the amount of money that is requested by the city clerk for the next year. Essentially, you can say that it's the same thing, but it isn't directly done the way you identified it. However, that's just a technical point and has nothing to do with your statement.
Excuse me,
Mark.
Where did you say the money goes back to? To where?
It goes back to the NC funding.
Oh, NC fund.
It's called the NCF, the NC fund.
The NC council.
It's a subline of
the city's fund. Driven by fund accounts. It just stays in the account. It's not credited to your council anymore. It's good as lost, but it just stays in that same neighborhood council fund account.
Essentially, it becomes part of the $4,074,000 that is asked for the next year, which essentially reduces the request from the general fund. Mark.
I just want to kind of just give some thoughts on this because I try to read all of these things, if not once, more than once. Everything James is pointing out here is very, very relevant because part of what I do for a living is look at things from both sides. So if I was to argue against this and say, well, we're talking about equity and you're going to give more money to a council that hasn't been able to spend it for the last 5 years, how do you consider that equitable? And the answer is, boom, you've been torpedoed. What James brings up here is really important, that at some point, and hopefully tonight, we acknowledge that. The way that I comported it, James, in conversations with a small group of people on this board to bounce ideas around without, you know, trying to get a consensus on anything, was we're really focused on money in, and money out is a greater problem than we have time to solve. I don't think that the answer is to just cut funding for the smaller councils without doing the analysis you're talking about. It's mm-hmm. definitely part of the equation. It has to be part of the equation. And I knew this was a challenge when we first started, and I think there's some proposals here that get very close, and with a little more thought could say, okay, listen, this makes sense for all, whatever it is, I don't know which proposal it is, this makes sense for all sorts of reasons, except you have to look at the extremities, and the extremities is that this council gets banged with a lot of money, and this one gets killed. How can we set a cap so it's not just free money because of all these folks? And how can you set a base that you're not going to get cut so far that you can't operate? We haven't contemplated that yet. And I don't know if we're going to be able to, but I think it's really important that we state that somewhere. Because if we try to solve all the problems of this, we won't get through it. And the other only point I'm going to add to this is that I think in the motion that Brad and I, we got to subdivisions and two of the things that you touch on here. So if you would be easier for us to get our heads around is if you cut those parts out and just said, this is really what we're talking about, and we could come to consensus and vote.
Before I go on to someone else, I want to reiterate, because we could lose sight, these are individual proposals, and they are able to be moved forward regardless. Trying to assume that something has already been spoken for is probably not, in my opinion, the appropriate way to address these. Tony, you were first.
Unless Mark wants to second this, we don't have a motion yet. My opinion is if somebody did second this, this is essentially a minority report. There's a long preamble that basically says, I don't like anything we've done here, and I think it's inappropriate for us to vote affirmatively to send this minority report forward. I think it's much more appropriate for the minority who might subscribe to this to join with James and take the minority report to the Board of Neighborhood Commissioners, but I think it's kind of bizarre for us to support something that just says, I don't agree with anything that we've already done.
I see you, Keyshawn, but there was other people that were had your hand up first. Kathy?
I just wanted a point of clarification that if James was also suggesting that everything stays the same in addition to these two options.
Keyshawn, before I go back to you, there is a public comment that Adrian would like to make.
All right, I apologize for early. I couldn't remember everything I wanted to say. I do support James' proposal, but I also wanted to ask, I noticed in every proposal, no one proposed having councils have the ability to ask other councils for money. I say we keep things the same, but give councils the option to ask other councils for money like the budget advocates do and the Congress do. I think that would be a good thing to incorporate in a proposal and make it easier on the councils when they need more funding. And I checked with the city clerk's office to see if that was a possibility, and they said that they would have to check the charter to see if that option would be viable for neighborhood councils to do.
Thank you. Keyshawn.
No, it's just a point of information because there was no second on this motion, correct?
There is not a second at this moment.
Okay, so why are we having a debate on it? Or discussion.
Do we want, is there a second for this motion?
I'll second it.
Okay, now there's a second. Brad.
Oh, okay. What I was going to say is, I think much of what you're saying was similar to the option we incorporated last time, because my idea of funding the population bonus was to take the money from unspent funds. And I think it's along the same track, so it's not outside the mainstream of what we've been talking about. And I think we do need more information. That's one of the issues here. And my point and my understanding has been, in multiple years, the unspent fund gets grabbed by Dunn for various projects, which you can agree or disagree with the merits, like online voting or outreach that they asked for this year. And I'm thinking those funds, at least from my perspective, would be better spent on assisting the NCs that need more money for their outreach. And however we get to that point, or they have special needs, it would be useful to look at it that way. So that was my comment.
This doesn't Bridget. The smell test.
Bridget Kidd, I wanted to say that although James's report may seem like the minority, he seems like he's done quite a bit of research to actually get us real numbers. As you know, we requested some of this information before, and I know Andrew read off numbers last time. A couple of meetings back, he did give us the total amount, but he did do some research with the real numbers. So you can't dispute the numbers if this is what we're giving back. And I think that his proposal should be moved forward. I would vote for it because it does include things that need to be addressed, and it goes back to what the public comment was in regards to training, helping people how to spend their money.
I'd be a little bit careful to imply that others did not do their research.
Let me clarify. You did your research on the base and your percentage wise. where the question that I always had is what numbers and where did you get that population base? Because some of those numbers are incorrect. So I'm not saying you didn't do your research. I'm saying what he's presented here, if he just went last week, his numbers are more real than census data for population 15 years ago. That's all I'm saying.
My comment stands. We don't want to criticize other plans to boost any one plan. I think they all stand with credibility of their own. And I'm not speaking specifically of mine. Tony.
Mr. Kane was right on. The actual options here were incorporated in Brad Kane's addition to my motion that we adopted at our last meeting. And so I'm left with this proposal being what we've already affirmatively said, plus 2 pages worth of I don't like anything we've done. That's why I don't think that we should support this, because it's in essence derogatory to our work.
John.
John D., I move to end discussion.
You got a second on the floor as well.
You have to vote on that now. To close discussion, let's immediately vote on that.
Two hands up.
You need a second. You need 2/3 of those present.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. It is now seconded. All right. All in favor?
Do I not get an opportunity to speak to what was
no.
said at this point?
Well, no. Only if you vote against this motion and then we don't close discussion.
Okay. Your hand was up. I need the hands up again, please. 9 in favor.
Is that 2/3 of how many people?
That is not 2/3.
Okay, so we're still talking.
No, I did not see your hand.
The 7/3 still isn't 2/3.
We're still discussing this issue. So, James?
As to Tony's comment, you're correct. I don't agree with the majority of what this board has been doing. And I think if anybody at this desk today has listened to the bulk of public comments, the bulk of the public does not agree with the direction we're headed as well. So that is why I stated what I said, because the facts are the facts and we've not done the research. It's that simple.
Any other comments?
One quick one.
Doug, before you,
oh, sorry.
Keyshawn had been.
Oh, yeah, Kajan Obiomasaku. I will piggyback on what James just mentioned and also add that the idea that there are 24 people here and the fact that you all feel like somehow, like because someone presents a motion that you don't like, that somehow it's anti what the rest of us are doing, which again, I'm going to ask, and I would like for you to give me an answer, Mr. Chair. Did you receive a mandate that we can only receive one, or submit one proposal and it has to be base plus population? Because again, all of these, the proposals that are on the agenda, on today's agenda, they're simply options. That's all they are. But instead, we're going through them, and then people are saying, well, I don't like this in your proposal. I don't like that in your proposal, as opposed to saying, okay, I don't agree with everything in your proposal, but I feel like it's viable enough that it can be forwarded to done. I mean, to bunk. And to me, that's what we should be doing, as opposed to, like, going through each person's proposal and like saying, oh, well, I don't like this, and unless you take that out, then I'm not going to vote for your proposal.
First, to answer your question, there has never been a statement of only one proposal. There was a request for that at one point, but it has been rejected right from the very first meeting. Now,
okay.
With regards to
Thank
what
you.
You're saying, everyone is entitled to their opinion of what they think
yes.
they want, hold on, of what they think they want to vote on. And if they decide that they don't like the proposal, that's for them to do, and it's for them to argue. And that's how we come to a majority vote. People listen, and people decide to vote based on what they hear and what they believe. So everything that we're doing is not contrary to a normal democratic process. Any other comments? Seeing no comments. Keyshawn.
I can express discontent with an issue on all of these proposals, but I will still vote for them to move forward, because that's what democracy is. Even if I don't like it, but I know it's a viable option. So I understand what we're doing here. I'm not new to this.
Kishan, there is no demand or need to push any of these forward. That is not an agenda. Everyone has the choice to decide whether they want it to go forward or not. This is not a matter of us deciding as a group that we have to push everything through. This is a decision that this board will make. Now, seeing no other comments, let's take a vote on this. On James Hornick's proposal, all in favor?
That's nonsensical.
Nine in favor, all opposed. Eight, it passes. Let's go on to the next group would be Linda and Jamie's. Those are outside the, those are issues outside the, they relate to Base Plus, but they aren't the entire program. So let's look at Linda's. Oh, I'm sorry, Harvey's in that group also. You're up, Linda.
Oh, I thought you said Harvey.
Okay. Would you like to speak to your...
Yes, that's fine. I misunderstood. Thank you. As you probably all are aware by now that I'm more focused on the subdivisions, and since we spent and heard so many different formulas for the existing neighborhood councils. And so if you look at mine, the first proposal is really for subdivision funds. And if you look at current subdivisions, which there's one that shows on our dashboard, they're certainly not spending the money, so this wouldn't hurt them in any way. But what I'm suggesting is a three-tiered process whereby larger neighborhood councils could join in the regular funding process. And I did use 32,000 base plus population because I was under the assumption that we kind of had to come up with something like that in the beginning. And so I used Tony's because I thought it was the most logical. But I do not agree. And so I did take it out from the, because I presented this before, but this is slightly modified. I do not agree with taking funds from existing neighborhood councils to make this process work. I do think larger ones need more, but that's where the population section comes in. But I have a problem taking from smaller ones because of subdivision. And I have problems taking from subdivided neighborhood councils and removing funds from existing. So I'm really asking you to look at the first section, the first proposal, which is the subdivision funds, and I think it's rather self-explanatory.
You're saying that items A, B, and C are what you're asking
yes.
us to consider?
Yes.
And that is all?
That's all. Because of all the conversation today, I thought that was the most relevant.
So you're modifying your proposal to...
Right, because your proposal is actually the two bullet points, and you're saying now, no, it's not the two bullet points.
After listening to people today, that's what I'm recommending.
Wait, I'm confused.
Okay.
A point of information. What is the incremental? Where do we get to the incremental on this?
I'm sorry?
This is Harvey. Where do we get to... It says subdivisions of 20-plus, we get a base amount of 32... plus incremental funding for their population.
If you recall, mine was based on Tony's, so the incremental would be how he calculated the amounts for each. I kind of said that in the beginning. I used his formula.
I think I need to make it clear, and the only way to do that is for you to tell us what you're proposing.
I don't have his. I didn't bring it with me, so I can't do that. So,
well, what you're what
see,
you're,
I didn't realize today we were making motions. I was not able to attend the last two meetings, so I was a little bit at a loss when I saw all these motions today. I did not get communication that I was supposed to put this forward as a motion, so I'm a little bit at a disadvantage.
Without knowing exactly how this
okay, I should
works,
have brought Tony's original.
I'll go to you in a second. You're saying that you use Tony's?
Yes, it okay, says that Tony, right at the top.
Can you clarify?
The problem comes in that you don't like taking from smaller councils, but my
yes.
proposal inherently does do that, but it does it with a very small amount, only 25% of the total funding.
Yes.
It gives everybody $32,000. The smaller ones, if they get incremental funds, mm-hmm. there are only like five or six councils that don't get 37.
Right.
So I had actually included, it's just budget dust. Who cares about a few thousand dollars? Nobody
right.
will ever see it. Just guarantee everybody 37,000. So basically everyone would get 37. But I removed from mine, because we were going for just the formula, I removed my initial suggestion to have a different base for subdivided councils. And what this does, if it goes back into my proposal, everybody would get 37. We're not really going to take too much. We're only taking the extra between 37 and the 42 it recently got raised to and distributing that. But
that's
it does
correct.
Put back a differential base idea for subdivided councils.
Yes.
I think that would be a helpful supplement because I had taken it out of mind that you guys voted for last meeting.
I wasn't here last time, so I didn't hear that. So
B and C are understandable. Unless you can clarify for us, Tony, how A would work, I don't believe we...
Well, if it's added to my proposal, and I'm explaining that to Linda, my proposal still is a base plus. My proposal still does have an incremental distribution. It basically says take three-quarters of the money and leave it alone, then take the extra $1 million and distribute it by resident population. That will end up with everyone except the smallest keeping 37,000 or more. The smallest might be 1,000 or two below 37 if you didn't have any extra budget dust guarantees. But absent any extra guarantees, the smaller ones wouldn't dramatically be below 37,000. So that fundamental thing doesn't take any money away from what everybody used for 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
But this would add, the thing this would do in A, B, and C is it would add a new concept that if you're going to divide up the neighborhood council and cost the city more money to serve the same number of people, it doesn't automatically mean that you're going to increase the city's cost. You're going to have a smaller base if you have a smaller population, and she's got a formula.
Okay, so the proposal is, the motion is to utilize Tony's base plus proposal and modify the way in which subdivisions are funded per this A, B, and C. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Is there a second on this?
I'll second it.
Okay. So at this stage, is there any discussion? Mark.
As we are discussing many different options here, and it seems to be the route that we're headed down, I just want to make a comment here. I have a real problem with dictating how people should spend their money. I think I said before, we're concentrating on money in, not money out. And we already have a bear of a time putting
that's
our...
That's not the part I
none
proposed.
Of this has, none of these have any restrictions on how to spend it.
Okay, all I see is I propose each original and C, unrelated to the formula, though relevant...
I only proposed A, B, and C today. I didn't
okay,
propose
so,
the rest.
So the rest under that is stricken?
It's gone.
Yes.
I stand corrected. Thank
okay.
you.
Any other comments?
So that I can understand this, only for subdivisions.
Yes.
If the subdivision is 20,000, They get 32,000 mm-hmm. plus a pro rata share of their population.
Yes.
If the subdivision is between 8 and 20, mm-hmm. they get 16,000.
Yes.
Plus the pro rata share. Yes. That pro rata share is based on their population compared to the total population using the $32,000 formula, and everything in excess of 32 or your 32, 16, and 12.5 gets thrown into that pot?
Yes.
Okay. So just as a comment, if I have 19,000 population versus 20,000 population, I'm being penalized to the tune of $16,000.
Yes.
Which is a dramatic drop.
Called economic disincentive to subdivide. Yes.
This is only for subdivisions, remember. They don't have funds
now. I understand. Now, if I'm a neighborhood council and I object to the subdivision of my neighborhood council, but they go ahead and do it, and I'm the residual portion, and I'm brought down to 19, but I really don't want it to happen.
This doesn't affect the current. This is only for subdivisions.
But it's only for the subdivision part, not for the residual?
That's correct.
For the new, you know, you can't take both the bullet points out. You need your first bullet point in order for this to address Harvey's question. We want second bullet point out because Mark and I, we don't want to tell people how to spend their money. But the first one says each original NC pre-subdivision gets base funding of 32,000. If you don't put that in,
okay.
Then you're going to...
That's fine. I'm sorry. Yes, that should be in. I just didn't want the last one in.
Right. And neither does Mark, and we've agreed we're not going to tell people how to spend their money. So it's the first bullet point is in.
Okay.
So that means that if you are subdivided from... You keep your base of 32.
The original keeps whatever they had. It's only the new.
That's correct.
That gets shorted.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Any other comments? No further discussion. Let's vote on this item. All in favor?
How popular is it?
All opposed? All abstaining.
That's too bad.
It's only 15 votes.
That's only 15 votes. How many people we still have? 17?
Six. Don't we have 16? We have one abstention.
I abstained because I missed the discussion mostly.
That's 16.
No. I have.
Just do it again.
I have 15. All in favor.
Wait. Three.
All in favor of Linda's proposal.
That's this one right here.
Yes. All opposed. That's a different count.
Well, hold on. 17. We have another one here.
I'm changing myself.
13. And one abstention?
Two abstentions.
Two abstentions.
Can't be. That's 18.
That's too many.
Darcy changed from...
I'm not abstaining.
You're not abstaining.
Yeah, sorry.
So who's abstaining?
I was voting for the first one. I didn't get my hand up in time.
Okay.
He was for, but his hand came up late. He was for the proposal.
Shouldn't be this hard. There's three
if
yeses,
there's no abstentions,
there's 13
that would make four
no's. That's 16. There's no abstention?
Right. 13 and 4, 17.
All, let's do this one last time. Let's get it right. All in favor.
Why are we doing this?
No, because it's the count of side.
All in favor.
Voting all four.
Punishing
right?
me.
All opposed. Okay, we're good. This fails.
So yes, 4, no, 13, no abstentions.
Okay, Jamie's proposal is simple. Jamie's not here, so all Jamie is asking is that we agree to look at this down the line. I don't know that that is a possibility because we will not be involved, so this would be asking Bonk to agree to readdress this down the line.
Let me find her proposal first.
Okay, is there any, does anyone want to put this in as a motion?
I'll
so move.
I'll second. It's Doug seconding.
Okay, any discussion?
Just so people know, this is a proposal that the whatever is decided have a performance review. And I guess I don't know who does the review, but somebody needs to review how it's going.
We would have to be asking Bonk to do a review. That's the proposal.
It's an additional ask. It doesn't hurt anything, but yeah. It says let's just not blindly do this without realizing and reporting to the world how it's going.
Any discussion?
Yes, Mr. Chair.
Yes.
This is outside of the orders of the day. It is not a proposal with regards to funding. It is a separate and distinct proposal for a review. It should be an agenda item.
It is an agenda item.
Actually, I would concur with that.
Are we saying it's not an agenda item, or it is?
Well, it is. It was incorporated by reference on the agenda. So I'm not sure that if it's incorporated by reference, it's not in the agenda, but it doesn't match the preamble to the item.
It was supplied as an agenda item. It is a proposal. It is not specifically with regards to current funding. It is asking that the funding distribution concepts that will be applied at a later date be reviewed. That is the question.
Mr. Point of information?
Yes.
I just have a question. When we say performance review, what exactly is being reviewed?
What she's asking, what Jamie's asking for is that the, and she references Doug's mm-hmm. comments in the past. What she's asking for is that once a decision is made for funding modification, if that happens, that process be evaluated after it's implemented. That's
the
what result, she's asking.
The results of that process.
Yeah, the status of how the NCs are operating.
What I'm saying is she saying that every 7 years there should be a review of the process to revisit it? Or is she saying before it goes into effect, we should run numbers through it to make sure it works?
No, she's asking after it goes into effect. There should be a plan to review it. She's not saying specifically 7 years, but that is her request.
Exactly.
That is her proposal. That's the long and the short of it. Tony.
Well, we've got a motion and second in front of us, and unless somebody rules it as inappropriate, I mean, it was that linked to the agenda, but if it's on the floor and going to be voted on, I personally want to speak against it, not because I don't like the idea, but because it's so amorphous, it doesn't describe anything specific at all. It's just a hope that someone will look at this later, which is a normal process of civic government, and of course they will, but it is not a specific ask, so I think it just confuses the issue, and I urge everyone to vote no.
Why don't we just make it an ask?
Any other comments? Doug.
I don't think we have to look much further than the subdivision policy itself to understand that adopted policies at times need to be revised. I think that this impacts every neighborhood council. There's certainly going to be controversy around this. Having as a best practice part of a recommendation that after a set period, say 2 years, that the relative success be evaluated by a panel of NC members, such as this group, is out of line. And I think that if I were an NC member considering various options, having that assurance that it would be reviewed in the future to make sure that it's working for everybody, that would make me much more confident in making a decision. So I think it's an important measure, and I disagree with Tony on.
Any other comment? If there's no comments, let me...
Darcy Harris, I just want to second what Doug says, and I just don't see any downside.
Let me put my own two cents in. I try not to, but in this situation, we've seen a lot of things happen in the city. They make choices, they make decisions, they do it in good faith. However, not everything works. And what Jamie's asking is that we take a stab at asking to review the implementations that we may be somewhat responsible for. I don't see anything wrong with that. I don't think it is intrusive. I don't think it's abusive. I think it is just a normal process that any business and government should do in order to ensure that what they're doing is working. So I have no problem with the concept. Any other comments?
I just agree with it. Harvey, I agree with that concept also. It doesn't have to be an equity funding group. It just says it should be reviewed. And I think, you know, we're all sitting here trying to make decisions. Whatever we've done is going to go up to Bonk, and they're going to make a decision. And some of us might be sorry of what we've done. We don't know. Let's see what happens. But this gives us a look back.
Keyshawn?
I'll call the question.
Okay. All in favor of this motion,
Mr. Chair?
Well, that's Chair. He called the question.
He called the question.
He called the question, which is a motion to cut off debate. It needs to be seconded and voted on and approved by 2/3 of the majority of the persons present. The mere calling of the question is a motion.
Second.
Okay. Mr. Chair?
All it does is delay.
Mr. Chair?
Right.
Mr. Chair?
That's what he did.
We will.
Wait. May I suggest you ask if anybody has anything else to say before that motion is made? Perhaps the maker will withdraw it for a moment?
I was just going to ask to have it withdrawn, but okay. Is there?
I'll withdraw the motion.
Okay, thank you. No other discussion? All in favor? Please raise your hand.
I think Keyshawn. Keyshawn has his hand up for other discussion.
He had a question.
Okay.
This is on a motion.
Hold on. Keyshawn has a question.
No. Move forward. It's fine.
Okay.
Great.
All right. We're going to do this again. This is in voting for Jamie's motion to ask for a review down line. That's all it is at the moment. All in favor? 14 in favor. All opposed?
3.
Passes. Okay, let's move on. We have Harvey's.
All right, two very simple proposals. One, any neighborhood council not in exhausted efforts or who have not had their funding frozen at year end may automatically carry over $10,000 to the next year. So moved.
Are you doing these one at a time?
Yes. Two separate and distinct items.
Any second on this?
How can I second?
Have mine.
See no second.
Just number one. I see no second.
All right.
Harvey, go on to number two.
number two, an NC NCs that have received prior approval for a community improvement project or an outreach project that requires multi-year funding may roll over and accumulate up to $150,000 for up to 5 years, specifically for that project. The project must begin no later than the end of the fiscal year following the start of the rollover. Any monies not used for the project, or if the project is not started by the end of the fifth year, shall cause the rollover money to revert back to the city. So moved.
Do I see a second on this?
Mosseri seconds.
Okay, any discussion? Millie.
Yeah, I have a question about, I actually don't believe it's possible to move something in the budget over a five-year period since it's beyond a term extension, the extension of our terms. Any clarification on that?
I'm sorry.
That because we have no ability to to actually work through a project in a five-year period because we're all where our terms are 2 years. I don't actually believe we can do this.
Well, this would be setting aside, the city would approve a project and we would have 5 years to accumulate the money. It might be less than 5 years.
Right, but there's no guaranteed board continuity to do a project.
In which case the money would revert back to the city. This is trying to. Right now, neighborhood councils have no ability to do major projects.
I'm just fundamentally against trying to move money beyond our own term limits. Is my feeling. If you want to do 2 years, I'd be supportive.
Yeah, but you can't accumulate that kind of money over a short period.
Yeah,
comments been made and understood. Yeah. Next, was there someone who had a hand up over here?
Yeah, I had a question for the city attorney. Doesn't such a project or program already exist where a council can get a specially approved long-term program and save money?
Currently, at least through the city attorney, there is an issue with making going forward, and you have to go year to year on a project. Project cannot be extended over multi-years because then you're tying the hands of future board members.
The only thing that applies that's happened...
I'm sorry I interrupted you, but that is how, and you can talk to funding about this as well.
Well, I think the city attorney, the city clerk could also weigh in on it, but the fact is right now there have been some exceptions made for projects, but it's only in the following year. And there is no rollover concept currently existing. It has been suspended a few years ago.
Yes.
Tony.
Well, actually, and I didn't research it and bring it in, for those of you not aware, there is existing a council file to deal with rollover. So that whatever we're talking about is fighting existing council motions. Second of all, if anything that sounds as if it's guaranteed basically isn't. You can't tie the hands of future board members, nor can you tie the hands of the city council who's responsible for handling the city's money. They can just claw it back anytime they want. Even if it did exist. Thirdly, you can do it. You can do almost anything on the face of the earth that's not against our basic public interest rules by cooperating with your city council person. They can create a special fund. That's how special funds got set up at the Department of Neighborhood Empowerment for things like budget advocates. They can create a separate fund, and they can put money in that fund. And unless they take it next year and choose to take it under their next budget decision, it'll stay in that fund. And the fund would be conjointly, basically controlled by the city council person instead of the neighborhood council, but it would be an understanding. So there is a way to do it now. for big projects, so it's not like we need to do it within the city clerk system. I just think this is maybe overreach, and I'm probably going to vote no, but I mean, I don't think it's a big deal one way or the other.
Mark.
I know that I listened into the Budget and Finance Committee talking about neighborhood councils, and this specific issue was raised by one of the council members. I think it was Mike Bonin. So I seconded immediately because I knew it was already on their radar. However, the points that have been raised here, I don't believe we have enough information to make this decision accurately, and I would move that we table it.
Well, it doesn't make any sense. You can't do that because tabling, first of all, tabling as opposed to a defer to a later date is just later in this meeting, and second of all, if you move it to another date, we won't exist.
Well, I'm suggesting tabling it till after the other agenda items. If someone wants to second that.
I don't see a second.
Okay.
Bridget.
I was going to add two questions. We have a cash-based system with the city, so the accrual thing is already going to be hard for the rollover for the neighborhood councils. But the question I have is, what kind of project would require that kind of money from a neighborhood council that wouldn't be part of a community and, you know, part of some private? I don't know. Help me.
Putting up medians, putting up signs, across the street, buying some extensive purchase of banners, large tree planting projects, fixing sidewalks.
Things the city should do.
There are a lot of things the city should do that they don't do that we do.
It suffices to say that there are many projects that could come up in which a council could need more than the $42,000. That is a possibility. And the fact that rollover is being looked at is another factor that there are others that think that it might be valuable. And rollover does exist. The city clerk does use it. It uses it for, as you know, budget advocates and Congress. So this is not a foreign concept, and it was employed at one point. It has just been suspended. Any other comments on Gary?
Gary Fordyce. This is difficult reading this. It seems like all or nothing. You have one project, you don't get it done in 5 years, all of it's gone. On the other hand, worded differently, it might be incremental projects. In other words, at the end of 5 years, if you haven't first year in, first year out, and you lose 5 years back, you gain a year, you add it on, and it just keeps kind of leapfrogging with a maximum of $150,000. That would make more sense.
I hear you, Gary.
Just to be all or nothing doesn't quite. That's what I'm reading here.
Harvey.
Yeah. No, Gary. My thought process was to be able to sell this to the council, to sell it to other people. This is not just taking X dollars and keep rolling it over year after year. This was, hey, people, we have a specific project in mind. This is something that we want to do, and there's no way for us to fund this on a one-year or a two-year basis. It requires a lot of money, and that was my concept in coming up with it. You know, separately, I had, as a separate item, had recommended a $10,000 rollover. But that's, you know, not discussion here. This is, hey, we know of something we want to do. We feel strongly about it. Yes, we're taking a risk as a neighborhood council that next year or the year after, when we're not here, they might not want to do it. But it's a concept.
Okay.
It's something to do.
Let me share with everyone that we have to be out of here by 9:30. So we need to move along, and we need to move along rapidly. Kathy.
I'm opposed to this because the role of the neighborhood council, if I have my information correct, is outreach, not to do the city's job for them. If we're going to do something like this, this is the city's role. This is what you're talking about is, to me, the city's role. The neighborhood council should be pushing the city to do its job, not doing its job for.
Any other comments? Seeing none, let's put this to a vote. All in favor of option two on Harvey's list? All opposed? 15.
Is the vote two yes then? Or one yes?
We're missing somebody. Was there two yes? Let's vote again. There one more time.
Doug voted
Doug?
Yes.
Okay, two. Okay,
he felt sorry for me.
No.
All right, let's go on to Doug's.
Let the record show
that Jamie's here. Let the record show. Yeah, I did see you walk in.
Sorry, I didn't hear that. At least through the city attorney. For the record,
Jamie has arrived.
Okay, you're not.
So we now have 18 people, I presume?
We now have 18. Okay, Doug, you're up.
Okay. So, first of all, I guess I'm forced to defend. I did not do this to buffalo us into a particular solution. In fact, it was quite the opposite. The idea behind this was that we were stumbling last meeting over complete motions. I think many of us felt that there were good ideas in one, good ideas in another. And it occurred to me that, first of all, it was difficult for us to digest those motions as a body, and we were wasting a lot of time doing so. And also, it would be difficult for individual NC members when this goes in front of a larger group to sort through the various options and make decisions. So the intent of this wasn't really a motion. It was a procedural way of dealing with the items and the ideas that were in front of us. So just quickly, motion one was just to confirm that we were all on the same page with a process of determining a base amount. We had talked percentage, we had talked fixed dollar. This was suggesting that it would be a percentage, but certainly open to amendment.
Motion. I second motion number one.
Okay. Motion two, I was just going to run through them if you'd like. Motion two was that, assuming that we have an agreement there, if we wanted to pursue some recommendations that were about base plus a population base funding, that we set what seemed to be the proposed percentages that I had seen from other proposals. That was basically 75, 60, and 50%. I wasn't saying one or the other. I was just saying, let's propose all three, and with a quick description of what that meant. Motion three, we had rollover ideas. The two that had been proposed are there. I think I would probably want to add to this at this point a third, which would be no rollover whatsoever. And then motion four, I literally ran out of time. I would have gone into more detail there. If you look at the timestamp here, it was sent at noon exactly. But I meant to include Brad, Harvey, both of their ideas. And I think based on tonight's vote, again, an overall no action alternative. So I think this would be much more digestible by the... as a recommendation, a format for a recommendation, and also for a way for the NCs to weigh in, kind of a menu option, if you want to think of it that way.
All right. Before I go to you, I want to clarify the motion. Try to bring it down to something simple. You're saying that you want the base to be
percentage.
You want the base to be a percentage.
Yes.
Of the total funding. So every council would get the same percent based on whatever that is.
Yes, the idea being okay. that we've seen our funding level shift over the years. It could be greater or lesser than 42,000. It made sense to me that it should be a percentage so that as funding priorities shift within the city, that we weren't having to go and revisit this every year to create a new base.
Effectively, it stabilizes the base to whatever the funding allotted by the city is. You want to do the same thing with the population.
Mr. Chair,
No.
accepted a second, so only one motion one is before us at the moment.
No, that, again, it is true. Really there is motion. there is no second on
it's
motion two or motion three. So let's just deal with motion one at the moment.
Yes.
Let's vote on it.
Is there any discussion on this? Tony?
Yes, I think that actually motion one and motion two, which isn't before us, are non-controversial. I mean, we've already, even in the motion that we voted for last meeting, we made certain that it included Darcy's comment about percentage that says percentage may be adjusted to meet any level, which is what's not before us, but in the next potential motion. So, I mean, I've never had any objection to using percent instead of base, but I did the numeric because just like the city tells us we can't have floating quorums because the public needs to be able to count heads and say how many is a quorum in this room, I thought it was easier to describe when we were in our original concept of using a fixed number, but I personally don't have any objection to use base either. So if this is just, I'm sorry, percent, if this is about using percent, that's fine with me.
Any other comments? Mark.
I know I've seen this in other proposals. I think it is a very pragmatic approach. We don't know what the future holds. We know that there will be a number. If whatever formula gets contemplated is based off a percentage of those numbers, there won't have to be a discussion of this every year. It's like, this is the number that's been approved. Plug it into the formula. This is what comes out. This is your budget for the year. So basing it on percentages is very wise, and I support this because I think everyone can get their heads around it and agree that it's probably the smartest way to go forward and keep this on track.
Any other comments? Harvey.
Are we saying that I think the current funding is $4,074,000 or $82,000, whatever? Are we saying that as that number goes up and down, the base becomes a percentage of that number?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes.
Correct.
The formula fluctuates with the amount of money available based on percentages. So if there's more money, then it gets distributed by the same percentage. If there's less money, it gets distributed by the same percentage.
And it would basically take the proposal which we adopted at the prior meeting, and it included hard $1,000 numbers for all of the proposal levels until the last one, which was expressed as 50%, but with provision that it could be applied to any level. So it would basically, it doesn't overrule the proposal we've already adopted. It, wherever the fixed numbers are, you replace that with the percent statement.
Yes.
Yeah. My only concern with that would be if the city says, well, let's round 4 million plus down to 4 million, even though they've added three or four neighborhood councils. That would make it easy for the council, I think, to easily cut our budget because it's not a fixed amount.
Unfortunately, Harvey, they can do that at their will.
I understand.
Anyway,
and I understand. But traditionally, they've always come up with a fixed dollar amount for every neighborhood council. That's my only concern with this.
Mark.
Just because we ran this exercise, The answer is that right now the funding proposal for neighborhood councils this year is less than last year. So there are no guarantees. But what you're locking into is somebody's going to put a base number through this model and say, guess what? This is how much we'll get if this is the amount funded. And there's going to be a proposal that says, if we approve this amount, this is how much each council will get. So you have to assume that before they vote on it, they're going to run the numbers through the model and say, yeah, that's too much, and come up with something they can agree on that makes sense. They're just going to reverse engineer it. But okay. Either way, it's a lot easier to deal with that idea than it is, well, every year we make up a new base because of whatever. It's just much easier to say, we allocated X amount to neighborhood councils, and it's divided up like this, and this is how it's been, and this is what we agreed to do.
John.
I like that a lot of people like this, because I think this is like inherently like both what Darcy and I have worked on too. And respectfully, obviously, I think that's like if we can try to pass this, we can get to some of the specifics in the presentation that actually call to question like some of your answer some of your questions, Harvey, about like different funding levels.
Brad.
Brad?
Yeah.
Okay.
You had your hand.
Thank you. The way I read this, Doug, is that you are actually sort of restating pretty much all the principles and kind of breaking it down into smaller pieces. So it's the way I read it is other than, a motion for or recommendation for, you've got my proposal, which is funding the population from unspent funds, Harvey's proposal, which is limiting it to the ends, and a no action option, which has also been discussed. So what I would like to do is second the parts of the motion that have not been seconded yet, which is, I guess, is 2, 3, and 4.
I have to go back and tell you that these are individual proposals, and what we're doing is deciding whether they move forward or not, not changing them.
Right. I'm just saying, with my understanding, I would second the rest of his proposals.
They haven't been moved.
Haven't.
Only number one has been moved and seconded.
I'll wait till he moves them, and then
I'll Tony. Quickly.
There is actually a difference between percentage and absolute number, and the reason I chose absolute number, which in my case happened to be a relatively high one, as 32,000, is it basically said, if they give us the extra 7,000, the base will stay. The extra 7,000 will all be distributed by percentage population. So any additional funds, you're going to have an even bigger difference between the small councils and the big councils, because you didn't use a floating percentage. You have a fixed base. So it depends on what you want. I personally wanted to have less impact immediately and more impact by size if they gave us more money. And that's why I picked a fixed number.
Okay.
Any other comments?
Mr. Chair, it is 9:07. I'm going to move that we end discussion on motion one.
Then we have to vote on it. Why don't we just vote on it?
Second. One, you have the option to remove that so we can move forward quicker.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're going to move forward any quicker because we keep going on. So, I'm just saying,
we now have to move. I will second your motion. We'll now vote on it.
Right.
2/3 vote before we can even vote on the motion because you decided to call.
You just told us a 20-minute story about your proposal on another agenda item.
Okay.
So
it's been moved. It's second. I think the chair's call is now all in favor. Yes or no?
Are you removing your?
No.
It now belongs, since I seconded it, belongs to the board. You got to vote on it.
Okay, we got to vote on it. It's moved to end discussion on motion one.
Has to be 2/3. Can't do it by voice.
All in favor?
Unanimous.
All right, so let's call the question.
Okay, all in favor of motion one? All in favor. All opposed? All right.
12 yes. No 6, no abstentions.
Okay, number 2.
And again, this is Doug. As a reminder, these were numbers that were pulled from other proposals. So.
Okay, is there a second?
I second.
There is a second. Any discussion? Tony.
I'm not sure what this is moving. This is where I had the concern, Doug, that this was trying to select one of these. If it's not trying to select one of them, I have no objection to it.
I believe the language says propose three base funding level options for consideration by the city. So it very clearly says that there are three options that would be moving forward.
Okay. No. I just want to clarify. Thank you very much. I didn't read it clearly.
James.
Just for sake of time, since we've approved motion one, we should probably pass on motion two and allow Bonk to work out the exact percentage.
I don't see any other hands up. Personally, I think that the fact that we have agreed to have a percentage, we should leave that as an open item and let the powers that be decide what that percentage will be. That's my personal opinion. If there's no further discussion, let's vote on this. All in favor of this motion, please raise your hand. Five yeses. All opposed. That's not right. 7-5 is 17. We have 18 people?
I'm abstaining.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Sends me again.
Abstention. It fails. Three. Wait, Doug.
Yes. Again, these are options for rollover that appeared in other people's proposals that we seem to see some value in. Again, it's just structuring that so that it's easy for NCs to see options side by side. And again, the third option here would be no rollover. And all of these motions, I should mention, were intended to be options presented in to the general NC population for their input.
Do I have a second?
Brad Kane seconds.
Any discussion? Kathy.
How is this different than Darcy's?
There are many proposals here that are basically the same. It actually is not different at all from Darcy's and mine or John's. They're all the same.
Okay, so we're not going to re-vote on yours when we get this.
I'm hoping not to, yes.
Okay. So, the idea is that rather than for each individual NC to have to read through a complete proposal and see it in opposition to another complete, they're able to look at this in terms of like a menu of preferred options and see which one they like the best. So it's the intent of all of these motions, again, was just to help people evaluate options.
Tony.
I think we should vote no on this because it consists of A and B. A is 10,000 per year maximum rollover. B is the $150,000 that Harvey proposed and was overwhelmingly voted no. And so by voting yes, you'll basically reinstate the proposal you just voted down. And the reason I think that Brad seconded this is it is like the motion of his that is already included in what we voted on last meeting. But there he carefully didn't give a number. He simply said, this is not to mean you can't also use rollover for translation and other purposes, and now he likes the idea of an absolute number. So basically, this gives an absolute number, but it also puts forward a proposal you just voted against. I recommend we vote no on this item.
I want to clarify before I go to Emily, the request here for 150 is not the same as Harvey's. Harvey was on a specific project. This yes. is in total. It is to allow NNC to amass up to 150,000 to do with as they may, hopefully well. Emily.
Emily Cantrum, I'd like to further correct Tony that it also does not have the five-year term. So it's not equivalent to the previous motion.
It's not limited.
I'd also
any other
like
discussion?
This is Doug. I'd also like to remind people that if you have a problem with one piece of something, you can amend it, which is something we haven't been doing, oddly.
Any other discussion? Okay, let's vote on this. All in favor? 7-4. All opposed? Ten opposed. Any abstentions? One abstention. That fails.
Did it.
All right, now, we are running very, very short on time. And I would like to submit that Darcy's, John's, and my proposal, which is all we have left, are essentially identical. I can say that specifically for Darcy's and mine. If, John, you take exception to that, let me know now. Because my suggestion is that these three proposals be submitted for submission as is, unless someone objects to having three proposals that are basically the same. If you would agree, if somehow the agreement is that they are the same, I'd be willing to pull mine in order to eliminate the confusion. If anyone else would like to do that, that would be fine too. Mark.
Mr. Chair, may I suggest we actually see the third proposal and then address how close and similar they are? Because we haven't seen this one yet.
We actually did, but that's fine.
Did we?
What do you mean see? We've got, don't we have them all in front of us?
We have it all in front of us. We saw the proposal at the last meeting when John did it. It wasn't on a screen like this, but indeed. John, would you go through your proposal, please?
Point of order. The last meeting, it was brought on a disc. There was no projector. Darcy attempted to present it, which she never got a chance to. So it hasn't been presented by the presenter. It has been put in the agenda, but I think we owe our colleague a chance to present the presentation that he made for all of us. And then we can decide how close they are. And for all, they may be identical, but it doesn't make sense to do it out of order. That's my point.
No problem. Tony.
We have 12 minutes left. This is an effort to do a PowerPoint that basically will use up all the remaining time on one of the three proposals. The reality is that there is a motion, but no second yet, to move all three forward. If you do that, I think it's just massive confusion. And personally, I think what this is an author's pride effort to get three individual proposals added, because the summaries of those proposals that were adopted at the last meeting and did not completely address the original author's intent. Now the original authors would like to have their intent addressed. So I am going to vote no on whatever combination of these there are, but I don't think we should go through the PowerPoint.
I'd like to give the presentation that I worked on while I was on vacation in New York with my family until 2 o'clock in the morning, but that's just me.
John, you're going to do a presentation, and I can't stop you. I can only...
This was prepared to be presented in 10 minutes, so I got 11, and I would now cut this down to like 6.
There are three proposals. There are three proposals. And
I have one proposal, respectfully.
And I just want to, at least, and I just want to add one other thing. I would, I think it's covered under item 7. This is just a procedural thing, not, but you, this board might also want to, or this committee may also want to discuss who's going to present to BONC and in what form it would be. That hasn't been decided at all.
Yep.
So that might be something you want to also consider within this limited time period.
I'll tell you what. Can I click through this thing in 2 minutes to show you guys like some of the points that I'd like to touch on that I think we should all consider? Because then I think, you know, we've spent now 6 minutes talking about me not presenting and I would have been done. So if anybody doesn't object to that, I can do it really fast.
Spend 2 minutes.
Okay. Do I have a clicker for the projector? Did we get that? Is there, it's on the screen.
They don't have it in our packet,
do we? We do have the slides in our packet.
Yeah, we have the slides in the packet too. All right, so awesome. So what I wanted to highlight is that, you know, we're here to promote more citizen participation in government and make government more responsive to local needs. So what is that tied to? It's clearly tied to how much money we get. So it's a twofold solution, right? We're going to address the current inequality by saying our current funding model doesn't account for NC size, the demographics, or their location. It also has an incredible disparity in the funding per stakeholder. And I removed like the bottom 10, and we go from 44 cents up to $6 per stakeholder in some areas. So clearly we do need some alignment based on population. You know, promote unification, where this actually would say, hey, it makes more sense to get together rather than subdivide. So here's the formula. Very simple. Here's what we need, the inputs for our formula. Population data. The agreed upon source, whether that be, you know, stakeholders or residents or however we want to define it, we need both the total NC population of all currently 97 and then the individual. The funding level, as determined by the City Council and you know, everybody involved, 4.2 million this year, and I checked, and it's actually 4.2 million next year, up from one neighborhood council. But it's the first time that they're using, at least per this supplemental budget, the $630,000 projection to fund us, actually requesting less from the general fund next year. Oh, I'm sorry. And the NC count, how many we have. So, two things, and I like Doug's comment in his motion where he said, let's stop calling it a plus or, you know, some type of incentive, but basically it's a base percentage. And a variable allocation. We both know what those mean at this point. So here's the formula. We take that variable NC base percentage, the 50, the 60, the 75%, we've taken a look at basically from 50 to 75, times the total NC funding, right? That 4.2 million. That gives us our base. Then we take that base, divided by the number of NCs, and boom, we have our total base funding. That remainder becomes our quote unquote plus. Now we take that variable population, multiply it by each NC, and we get to that magic formula of NC base funding plus variable funding equals this annual fund, right? Now, Kijan asked for some quantification of this data, so that's what I've done here, to actually take a look and what does this mean per NC, so we'll just kind of click through this. This is the top, middle, and bottom five NCs. So if we dropped everybody at 50% base, you can see there's like some pretty phenomenal swings, where, you know, the largest are getting up, you know, 26 to 32,000, while our smallest are losing 18,000. So we looked at 60%. Now the highest is 26, and we're looking more at like a loss of 14,000 for the smallest, but you can see that these middle NCs are having very little movement in their funding, so it shouldn't affect them too much. And then last, the 75% base, which gets us actually to $32,149, not just around 32. But where you can see that this all fits in is that we want to propose something simple. And now, forgive me if I did think that Bump kind of dropped this on our laps to come up with a proposal to give them to mull over and not have them sift through basically the same thing that we did. But the final thoughts on this is that staying away from fixed allows for exactly what Doug talked about, what we already voted on, so we don't need to touch on it again. Fluctuations in the annual funding, and leaves this base percentage, whether it be 50, 60, 75, 80%, up to Bonk in City Council. It also creates the additional funding that we're really looking for to do the outreach that we need, going back to that first slide of what our job is here today. So I really do think that this is, one, the most concise way to present it, touching on the city attorney's point, to Bonk and to neighborhood councils, because I am incredibly disappointed in the fact that this has been going on for 3 months, and we have had little to no involvement from neighborhood councils besides the same people that have been showing up to every single meeting. So I do want to leave a couple minutes to decide how we're going to present this. So thank you for everybody that's been coming, and thank you for voting me on here, because it's definitely something that means a lot to me. So thank you.
Thank you, John.
Okay, by looking at that is essentially the same thing that Darcy's and mine, my proposals have provided. Darcy, do you disagree with any of that?
Well, what I will just say is that I broke mine into subparts trying to conceptualize the way Doug did. The 1A is exactly the same thing, and that's the core of my proposal. I had a few other things like, do we want to set the percentage? Do we want to make a recommendation that we ask the city council to tell the neighborhood councils like 2 months before, this is your budget? Or little things, but those are around the edges. I don't know that we have to get them. This completely dovetails with my proposal, the core of it, the sub A, and so I would just move that we pass on John's presentation as an encapsulation that's very clear, that is actually exactly presenting what we all just agreed on by voting on Doug's motion number one, but agreeing to not set a percentage. The presentation says 50, 60, or 75 are examples, but it doesn't actually tell what we think it should be, and it leaves it to someone else to decide. So I would move to move this presentation forward as an encapsulation of yours, mine, and I'll withdraw the rest, right,
Tony,
basically.
I second that.
All right, we have a motion, we have a second. Any discussion on this one?
One question, James Hornick. We're just going to use John D's since the three of them are the same?
Essentially, that's what this motion is.
Okay. The only caveat I'll say is that we're sort of not mentioning the rollover at all, which
before we close this up here and make these last motions. This does not preclude any person here from doing what they want themselves on their own. It just wouldn't be from this work group. All right, now, any other discussion real quick?
4 minutes left.
Yes, just to be quick, I think
we have to be out of the room in 4 minutes. So.
We should have a caveat that when Bonk considers this, they should also look at how much money is being unspent by the larger ones, so that they have some actual basis for doing this. It's not all theoretical.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor of this proposal? Seven in favor. All opposed? Opposed. It passes. That's all the people. Now,
do we need to have a motion on how to present?
Now, that's the next question. That's the last question. Who's going to present this? Who wants to present? Is there anyone who wants to write all this up? We have 1, 2, 3, 4 of us.
I can present.
I have.
Well, let's go back.
I'm raising my hand to speak.
Okay.
I think it would be appropriate for our chair to present the information. He is our chair in partnership with John, who created the PowerPoint that explains our basic ideas. I think it would be a good tandem. That's a personal recommendation.
Any other thoughts on that?
Mark. I had just said before that, you know, there's so many ideas. I have no problem wordsmithing the preamble and the stuff and incorporating it if people feel like I don't mind writing that up.
Okay. Are you making a motion, Tony?
Yes, because and it didn't include anybody else wordsmithing it. Maybe you can help the two people I'm talking about. It was specifically that the chair present and that John, the chair, be our spokesperson for the overall results, and that John present his PowerPoint and assist in that presentation because we just saw it and liked the PowerPoint.
Okay, second. I'll second that. Any other discussion?
Elise, just to make another point in terms of the way it's presented, I would recommend, though, to take out the names from the proposals, maybe, because it's now going to be a body.
Of course. Let's get this voted on so that I can make a final statement. All in favor?
This is having the chair present the overall findings with John doing his PowerPoint and assisting as they together agree in making this joint presentation to the commission.
So Mark is not included?
Yeah, so wait a minute.
Can I comment on that?
So Mark is not included?
Mark may provide whatever assistance these two people see.
I'm the Thomas Jefferson here, not the Ben Franklin. That's the Ben Franklin, and this is the
George Washington.
This is the John Adams. I'm just the guy who writes it and says, let's write everything up into a package.
I've got a motion. You can have another motion later if you want.
All right. The motion is...
Point of information is, are we talking about just the verbal presentation, or are we talking about writing up the package? And
whatever they... We're talking the whole package. It has, this is a very large package. Hopefully we can make it smaller. But there are a lot of pieces to this. It's going to have to take... It's going to take a little bit of doing. So it's a whole package. I have no problem accepting what he's saying if you vote on it. Are we ready to vote?
One question.
I vote for that.
Shouldn't the people who have written the actual proposals be there to answer any questions?
This actually comes back to Elise's comment. This is now our joint work product. This didn't come from any of us as individuals. The motion that we passed last time didn't come from Tony Wilkinson. That we now have group items. This is no longer personal authorship.
Let me follow up with this. If we vote for this, the intention would be to write it up and work with every single person who wants to make sure that it is what they presented, what they wanted, and what they intended. This is not a take it and write what you want. This is a matter of presenting what we have agreed on in this work group.
I'm sorry, Elise, and I must interrupt this. That cannot be done. That would be a serial meeting.
Mm-hmm. Isn't the group disbanded after tonight?
It's disbanded after tonight. It can't be a serial meeting.
Let me
as
put
much
it,
wiggle room the city council has, I'm sure they can wiggle room.
First of all, let me address this. We will be disbanded, so we can't have a serial meeting. But even if we still existed virtually in somebody's mind, if the chair is seeking the opinion of people who have motions incorporated in the presentation, there are 21 seats in this group, or some smaller number if you take care of one or two vacancies we've got. A majority of that is like 11. I don't think the chair is going to talk to 11 people to make certain that their views are correctly represented. So even if we did exist, which we will not, the serial meeting won't happen.
I would have to agree with Tony. I see no reason to consider that there would be a serial meeting, assuming that we are still empowered, but we are not.
Will this group get to see what you're going to present before you present it,
so they can add things? As long as the city attorney will allow us to do
no,
that.
No, we will not exist. This is when we adjourn today, it's all over. But there's still a role that our chair has, and that is to summarize our work. The chair has said that he will speak to individual people who have components in his presentation to make certain his presentation accurately summarizes them. I only said that in doing so, he wouldn't talk to 11 people.
Tony,
so, in short, your answer is what? So the rest of the people won't be part of that? We won't know what you've presented?
Actually, you will if you come before the bonk and find out what's being presented. And if you wish to object to something or say they're wrong, you can do so because anybody can speak during public comment.
Mr. Chair, these are all very valid points, and we're in a bit of a pickle here because our clocks run out. In a perfect world, we would have had this meeting before, and then this would have been a ratification because the Declaration of Independence was actually signed on July 5th. So the best we can do now is take the ideas that were approved from the minutes with votes and incorporate them into an overarching document which explains what we did, why we did it, what we discussed, preamble, overview, and then incorporate the findings of the proposals that were approved into the subtext which will be presented.
Just a point, we don't even have minutes.
Okay. Well, yeah. There's that, but
you do have audio. And
there's a motion on the floor.
We do have audio.
Excuse me. I think there's somebody looking to shut this place down.
Absolutely.
Let's vote on the motion.
I'll respect everybody and your time, too. Your guys' time has been very valuable, and everyone's done so much work. If we can.
I suggest you take a vote.
I'm ready to take a vote if we can get to it.
Brian.
Harvey, this better be important.
Very simply, can I just request, and I think it would satisfy everyone, that when the final product is completed, distribute it to everyone who was on the committee, let them make their own decision as to whether or not they want to appear at the BONC meeting. That's all. I think that
when
would satisfy everyone.
When it gets posted for the world to see, you'll see it, and then you can decide whether to show up. It shouldn't be sent to us individually because that invites responses, and then the city attorney will have a fit.
This will be posted at BONC's meeting. You may see it at that time. That is the best we can do for you at the moment. Okay.
It could be just they could put a link on the agenda.
Exactly.
It'll be there for everyone to read. So that would be.
That's what I just said. Okay. All right. We're taking a vote on this. All in favor of Tony's motion? And in favor?
You guys got it.
All opposed? Seven opposed. All abstaining. Somebody better be abstaining.
Definitely not the next agenda.
It passes, and we are adjourned.